Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 325 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, now let's get to today's question from Alice.
Hi, Pat. This is Alice Turner. I have a blog and an e-commerce site called yourdoulabag.com. I have recently opened a membership site, and it's the first one in that niche. And after launching that, I have received some very hurtful and negative comments from the community. And I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions on dealing with this, whether I should respond to anything that's submitted in social media, or should I ignore it? And just wondering any tips or thoughts you have on the situation. Thanks so much. Absolutely love your podcast. And I need to convince you to release something on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks so much, Pat.
Hey, Alice, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And first of all, just let me empathize with you, because I have also received several hateful comments in the past, and some in the far distant past that I continue to remember and think about because they were incredibly hurtful, and even ones that I've had in the most recent past as well. And it's just to show you that it is something that all entrepreneurs go through. And the first thing that I'll tell you is something that was kind of surprising to me to hear when I heard these comments coming in from other people, and I told that to a lot of friends and colleagues and people in mastermind groups with me. And that was this: comments like that, haters, when people say things like that, especially if they're completely disrespectful, is actually a good thing. Not good because it, you know, obviously messes with our heads every once in a while, and I'll tell you a quick story about that in a sec. But it's good in the fact that it means that you're doing something right. If you never got any haters, it just means that perhaps you're not being bold enough in the actions you need to take in order to succeed. And sometimes in order to truly affect a person's life, you're going to have to, you know, open up to the fact that you're going to get these negative comments from people who you are not affecting, who aren't necessarily in your target audience, or who aren't just appreciative of the work that you do. And the biggest thing that made it an impact on me was this quote here, which, you know, I've sort of fine-tuned it to my own, but it's something that I've heard many times before in a similar way, and that is, every second you waste on a hater is a second you take away from someone who actually needs you. So although you might be getting these hateful comments in your community, there are probably a lot of people in the community who do need your time and attention. And I will tell you, and I know a lot of you agree with me with it when I say this, is that entrepreneur math is pretty interesting, in that one negative comment is often much greater than 100 positive comments. You can get 100,000 people praising you and telling you how amazing you are and the program that you've built for them, and just how much it has helped them. And they can tell you that all day long. But the moment that one person says, your crap or whatever, your scum or just all those hateful things, that outweighs those thousand positive comments. That's just human nature to think about those negative comments. And again, thinking about the fact that every second you waste on that hater is a second you waste or don't give to somebody who actually needs you, you know, is a really strong notion. I remember back in, I think, 2012 it was, there was this guy who was leaving these really hurtful comments and hateful comments on my own blog in several of my different posts. He also left that same comment on his own blog and his forum, pretty much talking about me in front of his audience and not even allowing me really to respond. Not only did he do that, but he left those same exact comments, just copy-pasted them onto every single blog and forum that was out there at the time that had featured me in some way, shape, or form. So hundreds of them. And I was getting emails from some of my friends who I had done guest posts for or interviews with on their podcast saying, who is this guy? He's left this comment. What's this all about? And I, of course, just got really flustered by that and really angry. I even shed a few tears here and there. And I didn't work for 3 or 4 weeks. I just couldn't, I don't know, it just disabled me. And it was incredible how much power that gesture had from this person who really wasn't even giving me a chance to respond, didn't even want me to necessarily have a conversation with him. I asked him to come on Skype with me and he refused because I wanted to know where all this was coming from. And I later found that he just did this because he wanted to stir up some heat and get more traffic to his site in that way. Of course, I didn't link to his site and I don't mention his name and I don't mention his websites because I don't want to give him that. But it was incredibly hurtful. And it really, really threw me off course for a while until I connected with a bunch of people who told me, A, it was a good thing. It just means that I'm doing something right. And B, that, you know, those 3 or 4 weeks that I was out, I could have done something beneficial with. I could have used that time to build something that would be incredibly helpful for more people. And I didn't do that. And so now when I get these comments, and I do get them, I read the reviews on Amazon, I read the reviews on the podcast, and again, most of them are positive, but there's that one or two negative ones that come in every once in a while. And I've learned just to, you know, say, hey, you know what? Okay, that person feels that way. Fine. Well, here are all these other people that feel this way about me, and I have to appreciate that. I also have a lot of friends and colleagues that I talk to in mastermind groups who always keep me in check and make sure that I'm always thinking about things in a positive way. And I think that's really important too, Alice, if you can connect with other people, kind of like how you're connecting with me now. And I'm going to say, you know, you're not alone. You are not alone. Now, I will say, and I caught the end of this at Social Media Marketing World at the final keynote, Jay Baer from Convince and Convert. Baer is in Baer. So convinceandconvert.com is Jay Baer's site, and he did the closing keynote. And that keynote was titled Hug Your Haters. Now, it was interesting because he talked about the fact that, you know, you actually have to hug your haters. You go out there and you give them what they want. Now, I think there was a little bit of a disconnect in terms of how I feel or the definition of what haters are to me versus him. Haters to him are people who, you know, yes, they leave nasty reviews, but they are coming from a place where maybe they weren't being served correctly. And he's in the sort of space where he's talking about corporations and retail and, you know, Yelp reviews and things like that. So it's a little bit different than sort of the comments you might get from a membership site, for example, like what we're talking about here, or something that you're working on online. But, you know, I will say it's important to listen to what they say. It's important to not take it personally, but it's also important to listen to what they say. And Jay mentioned in his keynote, which was really important, was the fact that these people are the ones who are brave enough to speak out and talk about these things that might be a first sign of something that you might need to work on. So I wouldn't completely ignore them. I would listen, and whenever they have something of criticism to say about something you're doing, then I would take that and reassess how you're actually doing things and see if what they're saying is actually either true or a start of something that could potentially be true, so you can go in and fix it and adjust and pivot. And all those hateful parts of it, those things I would just ignore. Those things I kind of just laugh at. Like, really? You really had to go there? Couldn't you just say this? I mean, that would have been helpful. Yes, I can change things, or maybe I'll look deeper into this problem that you had with my program. But really, you had to call me that, or you really had to go there? Please. I mean, I just laugh at that because, you know, I don't know. I just don't resonate with any of that. And so ignore that part of it. Don't necessarily respond right away. If anything, don't respond immediately after you get these comments. If you know, you can really get yourself in trouble by responding in the heat of the moment, if you will. And, you know, sometimes sleeping on it is the best thing you could do. Now, I know I've also learned a thing or two from Gary Vaynerchuk, who would often reach out to those people who left one-star reviews on his books on Amazon and get them on a phone call. And I've done that a few times, and it has actually helped because a lot of people just seem to be sort of not in the know of what exactly is going on. And sometimes you can tell based off of people's comments, you know, sometimes they're just misunderstood or they've misunderstood something, which a phone call would, you know, actually be much appreciated. But, you know, if people are leaving hateful comments and they're just trying to tear you down, I wouldn't give them the light of day. But again, just listen to what they're saying. Maybe it's coming from a place of hate, but also they might be saying something useful that you can use to either reassess where you're at and see if you need to make any changes. But again, also make sure to know that sometimes it's just the few who are outspoken in that way. And there's a lot of people who are benefiting from what you have to offer and share who may not be outspoken as much as those people in a positive way. So, Alice, I hope that that helps you. You know, don't take it personally. And again, this is all a learning experience. Listen to what they are saying, but not necessarily how they are saying it. And in some cases, you may want to respond, but also just make sure that you are always sleeping on it, not responding in the heat of the moment, and also just taking it for what it is, which is, you know, sometimes it's on a case-by-case basis, but, you know, you are not alone. I get hateful comments and hurtful comments all the time, and, you know, I know a lot of us out there can relate to that. So if you want to, you know, pitch in on this and help Alice out, use the hashtag AskPat325 on Twitter, and you can respond with your thoughts on hateful comments and negative comments as well. Do you agree with me? Do you think you should listen to them at all? I mean, perhaps they are the, you know, just a sign of something that might or could use improvement in whatever it is that you have to offer that they're commenting about, or do you completely ignore them and listen to the masses in your audience? Let me know what you think. Hashtag AskPat325. Alice, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. An AskPat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in. I really appreciate it. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is one that we've already mentioned in the show today, but it's very, very important to remember. And that is, every second you waste on a hater is a second you take away from somebody who actually needs you. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.